we're talking about everyone on the team. They want me to hire more people, but we're trying to figure out how busy everyone is. And so we spoke about everyone on the team. And I said, I want to tell you guys, the biggest surprise of the year has been Alex. He's absolutely outstanding. Wow. Promoted to senior, well-deserved. He's doing a great job.
I don't know what to say. Thank you so much.
They were like, wow, that's great.
Yeah, I'm sure a couple people were a little surprised to hear, but I've really just taking notes from the team. That's honestly what it was.
I mean, like, if I compare you to the Alec a year ago,
it's, yeah.
Oh my God.
Night and day.
Huge.
You're doing great.
And I'm excited and looking forward to what to see what Alec's going to hear from now,
might
look like. So.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've become a big fan of yours. You're doing great.
So, I'm doing a few things right.
Okay. You're doing good work. You're doing good work.
Awesome. Right, yeah, so I got the workbook and everything. Thank you for those words. She lives close by to me, actually, Midtown, Murray Hill, so that's...
Really? Oh, that's
yeah. Yeah, I think she's moving, maybe, to, like, where, Yeshiva U, is.
Isn't that, like, Washington Heights?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So...
Alright, so how is she getting there? Does she know how to get there tomorrow?
She's gonna Uber, and I'm also gonna Uber, and I think we're gonna Uber back together.
Okay, and, perfect.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
See you
okay.
Right, talk care. To
you then. You too. Bye.
Act 2.
Why, though?
I don't know, Alan. I think I should just move on from her. That's what I was thinking.
How long have you guys been dating for, Wave?
Are you on the phone with her?
No. Sorry. Why?
Who is that?
There's no one else in my room, dude.
Wait.
What's going on, B?
Hold on, bro.
All right, babe.
Now we can talk.
Got you.
So, yo, who is... Yo, I don't understand. Her father hates me so much.
He does. He hates you so much.
I don't even know why.
Because you never really did anything, dude. All you did was tell her your feelings. What the fuck is so wrong with saying how you feel every now and then? She shouldn't have done that. She should have stuck up for you in front of her parents, dude. I would make any girl I date do that for me.
Yeah, I buy her everything. Her father doesn't even know.
How much money do you spend on her, dude?
A lot.
Wow. Just your dad's money.
Yeah. I buy her coffee, I buy her muffins, I buy her candy and flowers, and...
Oh, yo, so you've literally spent hundreds of dollars on this chick. And...
I would spend $10,000 on her if I had $10,000 right now.
Yeah, no, that's because you ain't got that YouTube money rolling through. You just wait. That YouTube money finna come once we get our plan together. You heard?
I know, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, people are like,
your dad's bugging. Can he hear me, dude?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Now, am I on speaker that your dad hears every word we're saying?
He doesn't know.
Okay. No doubt. Thank you. Yeah. So funny. As if your dad was literally right there hearing everything, but then to you it was such a ridiculous concept. Man, funny, yo.
I know, bro.
So, dude, you spend hundreds of dollars on this chick, and she can't even speak up for you when her fucking dad comes and wants to talk smack about someone.
I always ask for my parents' money. money, so I would spend money on her every time.
Word. Word.
But, yo, $20.
You deserve to be able to have a little extra and use it how you want.
15, 20, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't mean
that. Bad money. Yeah, if she wants a fucking Chrysler, I would buy that shit for her. That's how loyal I am to a girl, bro. Like, you don't know that shit, bro.
So true. You really are mad loyal. You get a bad rap because you dated a few hoes. And then people found out.
Bro, I got a
30-year-old from fucking Atlanta, Georgia,
bro. A 30-year-old sucked her dick? Like, I need to raise my house. I was like, yeah, of course. Wait. You gotta raise your house, going
fuck
here.
Wow. And then when, I guess, she stopped responding at some point?
No, bro, she's like, yo, I got the whole conversation just right now. I could just text her right now, bro.
Just
like,
right now.
Like, I'm just, you know?
Yeah. I do know. You should hit that. Hit
that up. Yo, Al, these niggas are not plays out wherever I'm sitting, like, wherever I am. Bro, these niggas think they're like players, bro. But I get, bro, you know how many bitches I get a day, bro? Too many that people just don't know about.
Every day.
Like, every fucking day I do this, like.
Yo, you be out here. You be out here. So funny.
Yo, wait. Nah.
What?
Hold on. I was gonna send you the hottest picture you've ever seen in your life, bro.
So just send it over, dude. I'll check it out.
Act 3.
One of the best comedy anime shows of all time.
Terrible.
And in the United States, basically, called Interspecies Reviewer. It's about, like,
who?
It's called Interspecies Reviewer.
Oh, cool. Is it, it's about, a cartoon, like, about evolution and shit?
No. It's about, like, so in this world, there's, like, furry, like, the, like, there's elves, furries, demons, monsters, like, all that type of shit.
Sounds,
like,
pretty fun. Like, yeah.
And all the women are, like, hookers.
So all of them? All of them, you're saying?
Mostly all of them, yeah.
So it's and a parody of the real human. of the real world.
Yes, but okay, except cool. That they're like different species of women.
That's
like,
awesome. So it's BoJack Horseman in space.
Yeah, it's basically BoJack Horseman
in space. Alternate reality, BoJack.
Yes.
Well, but that's technically space if you count the other universe.
Jesus Christ, this is so annoying.
Always.
Oh my god, like,
has someone not killed me yet? What?
Like, yo, I'm literally trying to explain a show to you, and you're trying to explain
it doesn't sound that great, bro. It just sounds good as far as, like, cartoon standards, which I'm pretty sure BoJack set the standard for.
I haven't even gotten to the point of it, bro.
Is it really rated?
I told you the story.
Is it really rated top 5 in Japan at this time?
Yes. Wow. It's a comedy anime. But let me finish the fucking plot.
Yo, you're like, you're explaining to me Family Guy in China or some shit, and like,
no,
I'm just
fucking. It's fucking, bro, it's.
No, I'm saying it's good.
Jesus Christ, you shut the fuck up.
I'm
Jesus
so
Christ,
annoying.
This is so painful. I'm gonna hang up the phone.
Yo, I make people want to kill themselves, but me first. And then,
they
just kill themselves.
The point of the fucking show is that there's a human.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a dude, and he basically rates women on, like, how good they are in bed. Like, that's the whole point of it. So it's basically a dude just judging women the whole time? Yes.
Yes, this is the show. Yes.
That sounds really good.
He has sex with every different type of, like, species.
Oh, my God.
And refuses them.
So yes. He's Mel Brooks. Not Mel Brooks.
Funimation is the company that does, like, the English dubbing. But there was such, like, apparently they're like, yo, we can't, bro. I only watched, like, the first 3 minutes of it. And I'm like, yo, this is fucking porn. This is basically cartoon porn. Wow. Like, it's cartoon porn.
Those sick countries, that's what the people need for being so repressed in the awful lifestyle.
No, because what it is that porn there has to be censored.
Like, I just told you they're repressed, bro. Obviously, because they're censored.
No, it's literally against the law.
Like, I literally told you that their culture is repressed. Like, I know that they have censorship.
Yeah, okay, we're seeing the same shit, but differently. Okay.
Well, with a concept.
So, but legally, you're allowed to show cartoons doing it.
Nice.
So it's kind of like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the thing, like...
Now, that's really interesting that they allow cartoons, because... In America, they would probably ban a fucking cartoon
This is the first time ever that Funimation has dropped it, and then it was on Amazon originally, and then Amazon dropped it. So it was essentially banned from the major networks, but you can still find it online, obviously.
Word. But, this is some South Park shit. They made an entire 6 episodes. I'm sure you saw it.
I thought you were talking about the banned episodes of South Park.
Japanese banned?
No, there are episodes of South Park that are literally banned. Like, you can't.
Oh, no, my fault.
Yeah, I see those. That's what I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about the banned South Park shows.
Awesome.
I've seen them. They're amazing. Yep. Some of the best fucking shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, bro.
They're fucking amazing, the band episodes.
Oh, I didn't see the band ones. No.
They were only ever aired one time on Comedy.
Were you trying to, like, set me up to, like, say that I saw it?
When you brought up South Park and everything, I thought you were bringing up whatever. And then when you said the trend thing, I was like, oh, you're talking about the trend and what it
can do. We're getting so far away from what needed to happen here.
We stray further from God every day.
Yo, what was the line you said when I put... I'm going to watch that show, though. That sounds lit.
What did you just say?
You know, like, the lit part, or that I'm going to watch the show, or that I need this to repeat what I was saying after, before.
Bro, what's wrong with you?
Everything.
So much.
So, before you were calling me, you said...
I never called you.
I know, that's so true. I remember.
No, I call you like once.
I know. I said, I have something to tell you, you said, and it has nothing to do with your actual real life or anything relevant. It's not an emergency. It's just your delusions. Again, I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was all I could say, and I knew try and a try run. I honestly feel like now if I try's there, like, Anna may as well be there, because that's just the way I see him, but, like, he's your blood brother.
Anna's telling me, she's like, you're my favorite of try's friends, and then he's like, and try literally goes, no.
Oh my God, she said something fucked and he said something worse. But yo, your sound's not working, dude. You need to fix. Dude, I can't hear.
You can't hear me right now?
No, I did. I think you know very well what you just did, but.
No, I don't. You've been on speakerphone the whole time.
Terrible.
Nothing changed.
Your sound literally broke up for 7 seconds.
No idea.
I'm sure you have no clue whatsoever, but please.
No, I've had it on speakerphone the whole time, and I just moved around a bit. Oh, no.
Absolutely awful person.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're just...
delusional.
Sick in the head. Just literally delusional.
Okay, cool. No, we straight. Cool. What did you try to say?
It's just like... she was like, you're my favorite of Try's friends. And like, what I was going to say was, but Tri doesn't have any other
friends. He doesn't have any other friends.
And then he goes, well, compared to Oaken, that's not really saying much.
That's what Tri said. Oh, yeah, my God. Because I literally knew that the way you were phrasing it, that Tri would literally should have been more. That my mom would just say that Tri's just trying to make me stoop down so that he feels much better about his life. I don't know. My mom thinks of me as if I'm like George Clooney, like got anally fucked by Julius Caesar. Because my entire family's delusional as well.
But you do this to them.
Not really. I really don't. I try and like tell them that I'm a fag, so they leave. I think they get I'm a fag. I think they know. But not to the extent, I guess, because they still have a lot of faith in me. I think they're just trying to instill with me false confidence because they know I'm actually not going to be able to accomplish what they want. So they just became so fake for so long. It's actually an internet comedy principle called the Poe Law. I'm sure you know of it. And they've just been thinking something for so long, and they've been parodying what isn't reality. And they've done it for so long, it's become indistinguishable that any outside observer will think that they're actually doing the truth. It's so sad.
Bro, people push you in the corner, put your family in the corner of the restaurant, so they don't deal with you.
But it's because of me. It's not even because of them, usually. They don't do it to them. They do it to me when I'm with people.
No, Noni definitely adds to it.
She added to it this time. But every restaurant, every restaurant, office, movie, wherever the fuck I'll be, the people I'm with say, "Why are those people acting weird?" I have to say,
"Hi, Anoni."
Hi, Alex.
How are you doing?
So.
You don't. Yeah, you sound so so.
Put over to the rehab building, and it's much further. I never went to see her, okay. But she doesn't want me to anyway.
No.
But anyway, how are you doing, honey?
Nothing.
Well, you didn't plan on coming tomorrow, did you?
I'm going to see Dog tomorrow, and then we'll do brunch with you on Sunday.
Pardon me?
We'll do brunch with you on Sunday.
You may come Sunday?
We'll do brunch. Yeah, brunch.
Oh, I don't know. Mommy will be very exhausted. She's coming home late Saturday night.
Yeah, she is.
And Alex and Harrison is going to leave in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And the dog could stay alone in the afternoon.
Be there.
Huh?
I'm going to be there.
Oh, no, you shouldn't go there. Because
coronavirus?
Coronavirus? Huh?
Coronavirus?
I can't hear you.
I shouldn't go there because of the coronavirus?
No, I don't think so. Kay. I don't, but he's not going to be at the house, and Mommy wouldn't want you there.
No, she said I'll come.
Huh?
She said I'll come.
What do you mean she'll come?
She said I'll come.
You should go?
I said I'll go. She said yeah.
Because the dog can stay alone till she comes home.
We don't want it to.
Well, so you're going to stay at the house?
Yeah, why not?
Well,
what kind of stake do you have in me not staying at the house? I don't understand.
Well, listen, let's not talk silly about the dog. The main thing.
I'm not saying anything as a joke at this point, which is uncharacteristic of me. So I'm sorry.
No, Joe has nothing to do with it.
That's true.
But your mommy didn't want you because you were messy.
With the drugs?
Huh?
Drugs?
You were messy. You were very untidy.
No, I'm all right.
And she didn't want you home. That's what
she
it
never.
Was.
She never wants me there. But the only time
you were very sloppy. You know that.
Okay.
How you were messy. You left the room in a wreck.
Always.
And
always.
Don't you believe that?
Every time.
And you're probably doing the same thing now.
I don't think there was ever a time I didn't do that same thing.
You were messy.
I guess.
Untidy, and she didn't like it.
What's
and
the
she
problem?
Didn't like when you brought kids to the house.
Yeah, I don't have those kids anymore. They stopped talking to me.
Okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
Yeah, you seem a little tired.
No, this is just how I sound. At this time
how
of day.
How are you going to get there?
Hopefully train, if no one tries to steal my bag on my way there.
And Harrison knows that you're coming?
He does, but he refused to hand off the key to me. He refused.
He didn't want to give you the key?
Yeah, he said I'm more than welcome to come. I'm just not allowed to have the key.
Oh, he wants you to have the key.
No, he said I definitely cannot have the key. And I said, then how do I step outside? He said, you don't. So, he's
Harrison. I don't know. I think you do better, honey, if you stay home.
I can't.
Unless mommy wanted you there.
No.
But I don't think she does.
Probably not. Okay.
But she's coming in very late at night.
Okay.
And if she sees something upside down, you know, how she gets. Why don't you rest up? I don't know. I don't know. I don't like to butt in, but I don't think, I think you should relax.
You could never butt in if you tried.
Huh?
You can never butt in if you tried. Don't worry about it.
Because she's always concerned that you don't take kids in the house.
I don't have any of friends.
Well, those friends you don't have to miss.
I don't.
I know. You see now where they stand.
Yeah. It's fucked
Honey,
up.
Did you have your dinner?
No.
Maybe that's why you feel tired now.
No, I'm literally so tired.
You're very tired?
This phone call is stressing me out a little bit, but I love you. Love you.
Okay, sweetheart.
Wasn't it fun when we went to that restaurant on Friday?
Yeah.
And they were so mean to us, we said, where's the bread? Every other table has bread. And then they acted like cuckoo, like we didn't know what they were talking about. And then they finally bring the bread, which was so much to ask. And then you say, what happened to that table you said that there was no room for us at? No one ever showed up. No one ever showed up to the tables that they said we couldn't sit at. They tried to not let us in, saying all the tables were taken.
And when was this?
This was about 5 days ago. It was about, and we walked in and everyone looked at us. The entire,
I don't remember that.
The entire place looked at us silly when we walked in. And they said, no more tables left. Sorry. And then we said, what about that? Then they came over at the end and you said, that's some table. You still got it. I have to give you credit on that one for sure. That you still have your wit and your brains. That you said you caught that and said to her, where's that table now? Or something. And she was left flabbergasted and empty-headed. She didn't have any idea what to say.
Honey, how long...
approximately 5 days.
Five
fortnights.
5 days ago?
Yeah. It's almost sad that you can't remember. I love you.
No, you mean in what restaurant?
It was... So we actually took you for dinner Saturday night. It was so much fun. Not
what,
really, though.
You know what? I don't recall
I'm
that.
I'm so sorry.
So many
you were crying you were crying all day. First about Christine, then you didn't know what about. So you had a very rough day. So me and Mom took you for dinner.
Oh, yes, the Italian dinner. Oh, and where I used to live.
Love you.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Love you.
Oh, I do remember, of course.
You sound like your old self. This is amazing.
Oh, my goodness, I remember.
Do you remember when...
Yeah, I thought you were talking about a restaurant long, long time ago.
Oh, no.
Listen, honey. What? I think you should get it straightened out with Harrison.
What?
I don't know about him letting you have the key. I don't know. You should check with Mommy. And do yourself a favor. You stay home and relax. It's going to be cold tomorrow, windy and everything.
Okay.
I mean, why don't you rest up a little bit? Maybe Sunday, although Sunday she won't be going anywhere. She's getting home late.
Okay.
So maybe she gets home earlier. I don't know, but she's not going to be up to going anywhere Sunday. She's exhausted. You know, and then she got work to do Monday. She was away 5 days.
Yeah.
How did your trip go? Okay?
Yeah, it was all right.
I didn't think you were going to say that short a period.
Yeah.
But it was just as well.
I know. I'll tell you more.
It was just as well.
I'll tell you about it when I see you. I'm pretty tired.
Yeah. What, honey?
I'm tired.
Yeah. Rest up, honey.
Thanks.
I don't know. You better check thoroughly because I don't think she wants you there tomorrow.
No one wants me anywhere. There's
he'll lock the door and
there's somewhere to go.
And the house will be locked up.
Truthfully, no one wants me anywhere but in my room, away from people. It's okay. Love you.
Yeah. I love you too. So why do you want to make the trip? The dog to lick you?
Yeah. I have a crush on the dog.
You'll get a little dog one day yourself.
I like that one. We've been talking for some time.
Huh?
We've gotten really serious.
Well, I know you're not now. Maybe when you're older and you have a little respect for the close of the house.
Yeah.
You keep it neat.
That's
you
true.
You get a little doggy.
I know, but I just want this one.
Oh, well. All right, honey. I don't know if I'll see you or not.
Love you. I'll see you Sunday. I'll come to you.
I don't think Mommy's going to feel like coming here.
I'll come. No, I come either way.
How would you come?
Planes, trains, or automobiles.
Oh, you're not going to be able to.
Okay.
That you took an Uber or something.
No, Joe likes to drive. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I think check with Mommy.
Yeah.
I
already checked.
Are you going to speak to her tonight?
I already checked. I don't want to disturb her on her trip.
I think you just forget about it. Harrison's taking care of the dog.
I don't remember anything.
And he'll probably want to leave early because he wants to get back home. You know, this was quite an ordeal for him. And he didn't complain.
I have no idea what's going on.
Huh?
That's true. He didn't complain.
I mean, go to feed the dog and go before he goes to work in the morning, then goes, brings a car looking for a spot to park. I thought he was going to take a Uber to work and not drive the car. But that's a
why
job.
Do you care so much?
To look for a...
Why do you care?
Well, I do, because he had to look for a spot.
I'm sure he did the thing that worked best for him, so you really don't know what he wanted most.
All
he's
right.
He's not 5 years old.
All right, sweetheart.
Love
listen,
you.
You want to relax and stay home this weekend?
I have no idea what I want.
All right, you'll keep me posted, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, good night, dear.
Miss you
when
and love
you.
You. I got hella Chipotle, Popeyes, and Little Caesars in my refrigerator. The clients paid for it all. Love you.
Love you.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay, talk to you.
All right, sweetheart. Yep. Be well.
Got you.
And relax and never take it easy. Give me a call tomorrow if you want from the house.
I won.
Okay. And then maybe by then you know what mommy wants. All right, dear.
One.
Love you.
Love.
Bye-bye.
My apologies. Continuation of Act 3.
No idea.
When you know exactly why.
I know exactly why. Because I fucking watched it happen. I make eye contact with the person.
Shit.
Lunacy unfolds, as you can imagine. It's just as bad as they all say. There's nothing left in this class. Yo, Trav's a dick, though, to, like, his only other friend. Trav has legit been abandoned in rehab in Cali on the streets, and I didn't give him money when he begged me for money. And you, like, went to his house and, like... mingle with the parents, and I can't even do that, and the dad got me a job at Friendly's for, like, an entire summer. And I just couldn't do that, and it's just all very sad. Sorry, Trey. Yeah, he's a pretty loyal friend, I guess.
I think he's tried.
He's what? What?
I think he tried.
Yeah. No, it's just when people do say something about, like, their friends or people close to them, then you know if they're talking like that about one person, then they're probably going to do it with everyone that they're friends with from one time or another. But I think everyone's just a shit talker. Corona talks
shit. I don't talk shit about you.
I know, bro. Bro, I literally, I wouldn't say anything to you unless you gave me, like, a really bad reason, but we've both given each other really bad reasons. I think it's a different circumstance when everyone's a bad hombre. Like, I wonder if Corona would talk shit if he was friends with Gadzi LaPlaza and Daniel LaPlaza. He was friends with all those people.
Exactly the same.
Alex and Danny are exactly the same?
No, I said he'd probably be exactly the same.
Yeah, he would be. He actually would be. That's not even a question. That fucking guy. He's just too Spanish. That's his own. That's like his hubris. Interesting people.
Awful.
Very cool cast of guys. I was walking by this bar in the airport, and it was like these four or five bros, whether they were going on a trip. I mean, they're obviously going on a trip. They're at the airport. And they're just grabbing beers and eating steak. And I'm thinking, that could have just been me, Milano, trying Corona. But none of us want any of those events to happen in any way. So that, if, like, any of us tried to make that happen, we could literally make just us, like, going on some trip or just being somewhere, like, doing drinks and having fun. But none of us want it to happen. It's tragic.
I mean, I just don't want to drink.
No one asks for it to happen. It's really sad, actually. But it's cool. You guys are only my best friends, but it's nothing personal. So weird. What is life? Like,
I don't even know.
It's literally so confusing. The fact that we just blend into whatever environment we're in. The fact that your boy Tri can literally just be an extension of this chick. Who you're her favorite. Congratulations. It was really hard to do. I know how hard it was for us all to make you come to this point. Good luck, bud. It's so crazy that Tri's the only person that we both talk to. There's literally no one else. It's really sad, actually.
You don't even talk to anyone else. That's David.
I talk to my mom, my brother, Noni.
No, that's family. That doesn't count.
I was talking to Andrew Gann every, like, week for the past, like, 5 years. But then he stopped after I posted those episodes of his podcast. Sorry, bud.
Right, bro.
What?
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible people around.
Yeah. I talked to Ben, actually, until I put him on the podcast, and then we stopped being friends. And I begged to, like, challenge it. So sad.
Yeah, begged me to chill.
I begged him to chill, like, 3 times, because, like, you were in rehab, and he was deading me. And I was like, it's not that, like, he's on drugs. He just doesn't want to spend his time with me. I recently became more friendly with T-Paps and also Kim's boy, Rajan. Sharad has been, like, loyal since day one, but we've had our offs pretty much ever since I told him to do the Indiana Jones thing and jump into it for himself and kind of forget that me and him are going to be close as much because the Jew crew kind of does their own thing. They're a little racist and don't like brown people around that. I'm a horrible person.
You really for?
I deserve everything I got. I don't know how much you want to consider Samimi a friend because he can tend to be some people's entire friends and not their friend at all at the same time.
Why would I consider Samimi a friend?
Yeah, I guess if you only see someone once a year, then he'll make an attempt to see me, but, like, if it's once a year, he's completely cool with it. But he'd rather it be, like, every 6 months or, like, every, like, 4 months just to, like, make fun of me, kind of. Because he didn't get his jokes into me enough. And to check in how I'm doing sometimes. But, like, he just can't bear to be with me for too many minutes at a time. Because it's just a downer after a while. It just gets sad.
It's so sad.
Sorry, dude. Keep having the Joker repeat in my brain and rewind. The Joaquin Phoenix version, obviously. No, but I feel like the Heath Ledger version is yours. Like, you, like, own the Heath Ledger version because you had that shirt. And you were just, like, so passionate. Because you saw it, like, so many times.
So many times. So passionate.
Yeah. Man. So passionate. I feel like the Joker is also your movie, because it made you, like, want to shoot up an entire building of rich people. So I think that's a prominent, like, turning point in, like, your mental state. So I think you could definitely have the Joker as well. Yo, I just want to let you know. And Tri didn't have the kindest words to say about your demeanor as well after you saw the Joker. But that's he was completely cool with, like, one part. Yeah, I know. So I
literally, like, down to rob people, but then once I'm down to murder some people, he's like, nah.
I know, yo, and I don't even want to murder anyone. I'm literally just being my horrible train wreck of a self, and he just says that kid's an awful human being. Just a horror, someone that, like, I can never respect. Like, Oaken's my friend, but he's just so bad. Like, I don't know if Anna made him realize that, or, like, if he always just, like, looked down on, like, several things I do. But for some reason, Tri has weird standards where, like, his weird shit can be totally cool with him in his circle. But if someone does something that he doesn't approve of, he'll be, like, completely all out, like, death to gaze. shit like that. Just try. You feel me? But he's been my friend for this long, so I guess I'm not going to throw in that towel until Anna tells him officially he's not invited to our wedding. Which I'm just waiting for it to happen. It's not really when, but it's not if, but when, as you can imagine. Like, she's already priming you like a pedophile about to, like, insert themselves completely inside. That she's saying, I just want to let you know you're, like, your Tri's only friend, that you're, like, the best person. She probably considers, like, me and Corona just, like, in Tri's life. I mean, she would have to, because there's literally no one else. Does she think there's other people, like, other random Greeks or Italians who, like, just circulate his, like, aunt? Is that a friend? That's so funny. It's pretty good. I'm going to have to... I guess you have nothing to say because it's just too sad. And I'm probably...
I'm just mad tired, bro. I was leaning against you.
No, we're I know. But I'm also probably just about to lose the only friend that you and I both had. The worst part is it's literally just Tri. And in the scheme of like what I'm capable of about to be losing, really isn't anything. Well... Nah, it's really nothing compared to what I could potentially lose.
Word. As always, bro, it's been real.
Yeah, I'll just tell you. I'll tell you the answer.
It's been real fun. So
terrible, you asshole. can I just tell you the internet thing before you hang up? Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I know you want to watch anime. Can I tell you the 2 minute? It'll be 2 minutes, bro.
Bro, I'm trying to go to bed. What?
Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein was on this computer. I don't think you know this one. Stop me if you know it, and I'll just keep talking with my delusions. And he was on his laptop this time, and he was watching porn or some shit, jerking off. He ends up jerking off to a rich guy, and he has a fantasy that, okay, I get horny off of rich people. So he said, I'm not gay. But if I just suck off one rich dude, I could be rich. He looks for the most prominent rich gay dudes. He finds the most prominent one. Les Wexner, founder and chief CEO of just a couple billion dollar company. I think you may have heard of it. They sell brassieres at Victoria's Secret. It's what I've been jerking off to my entire life, and I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. So,
bro, please just finish the story.
He makes a setup that he gets seated on the same plane as this guy, ends up sucking his dick after.
So he after did the honey trap, bro.
Yep. Yeah, yes. The honey trap, yes. Bitch. And he inherits the mansion where he's able. He gets a compound and I guess half this dude's assets, which equals like
what an evil person.
It equaled anywhere between 7.5. 100 mil to 1.5 bill. Yeah, but do you know about the girl, Ghislaine, that orchestrated all the shit in this compound?
Yes, she was like his secretary or a second in command.
No, she was she was his girlfriend, but they loved each other because of money. So, I mean, it's pretty smart that he found out he was able to suck a dude's dick. He just had to suck one. He had an orgasm off of the money. So you still think this guy got murdered?
Obviously.
Okay. Then you clearly didn't know how deep this thing ran.
Right now, the fucking the guards.
I know. No one got convicted. So
no one's gotten convicted yet.
No, dude, they got paid off though. They're paid off by Epstein. You're thinking you and Joe Rogan. No, Joe Rogan is coming to believe that
it could have been Epstein's people. For all I know, there's either two possibilities. He's either one dead.
I actually know what happened. Or two, yeah, I know you're weird. You're anime.
No,
give
him like two things. He was either murdered or he's on an
there's
island.
There's only a 10% chance he's on the island because that's where his love and co-conspirator Ghislaine is.
No, not that island. I'm saying an island. Somewhere. They shipped him somewhere. They put him somewhere safe.
Why do you think that there's like an Illuminati controlling everything?
It's such poor taste. All the fucking liberals are pedophiles. He's friends with them.
Bro, you're attaching a conspiracy to this poor guy's life. He just wanted to be rich. And he just wanted to be rich and populate another planet with all of his disgusting gay sperm.
Bro, horrible. He was a pedophile. He wasn't gay.
Bro, he was gay. He had a big personality. Wow, okay. He was a lot of things at once.
I don't care.
I know you don't care. I was trying to tell you the truth.
I'm hanging up.
That's no problem. Okay. That's okay. Your loss. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, friend. Good night, man. Ryan is a pretty smart individual, and he takes careful time to think out clearly all of his thoughts and impressions, and he'll never rush a comment because he wants to give it that extra analysis, a second draft, if you will. And he's received excellent feedback thus far of his ratings and aptitude for being a podcaster, and he came back and told us he actually likes to work better when he doesn't know he's being recorded. It gives him a feeling of freedom and ambiguity that you just don't have when you know there's others on the line. It's a really scary feeling to get told by the person you thought you were just man-to-man on for the past hour that conversation is going to be broadcast for the universe to hear. These are radio waves, people. They go all throughout Neptune and Saturn, and even past where Elon Musk will fly to. So, all being said, I should probably stop recording people without their permission.
Act 4.
Yo, tell somebody to drop you off my fucking plane view, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna fucking, cause honestly, bro, this week, I'm free Thursday, so.
I work, you know.
Friday.
I work, but. Oh, wait. You're free, so you're saying next Friday?
At fucking 7 o'clock, I'm free next Friday. So, what time do you have work until Friday, though?
7, 8 o'clock. I always stay in the cities on Friday and pass out, and, if someone's able to get to me, I'll chill with them. So, do you just want to get your dad to drop you in the city next Friday, and, we could more than likely, get a prostitute?
Yeah, if you imagine I got the prostitute's number, bro, how fucking crazy would
that be? You will get her number, dude. As long as you nice. You just gotta be nice, yo. You know what I'm saying.
Bro, I'm smooth with everything, bro.
You really are.
All the fucking muscle heads would be like, how the fuck did you get her number? She was the sexiest girl I ever seen in my life. And these niggas would be surprised,
You gotta say Benjamin Franklin. That be how.
Yeah. That be mad crazy. Yo, what the fuck happened to everybody these days? What?
Everyone got so fake. Everyone got so fake. It literally happened. It started to happen a little before I started chilling with you. A little before that, people started getting so fake.
But Ben is not fake at all, is he?
Yo, I was just calling him fake to myself 30 minutes ago. Because I also haven't seen him since the last time I seen you. I may have seen him once or twice after that time we chilled, but ever since, he got mad fake. And I'm thinking it's because he has depression, but also I'm thinking he might be a fake fuck. A fake fucking friend. So I think he could be a depressed person and a fake fucking friend simultaneously. He could have been so in need of... I guess getting along with people, he would just be a fake fuck. But who knows? He could be genuine because he seems genuine when he talks, and he did like 8 episodes of my podcast, so I don't know, actually.
I mean, like, honestly, like, you just, like, I don't know, like, his personality just, like,
clicked.
Like, it's just, like,
it's explosive.
It's like he's too hyper. Like, he's too
hyper. Oh, you don't like it. Word.
It's just, like, no offense to your boy, though. Like, he's like,
I don't know if he's my boy at this point. Like, he still listens to the podcast, though. He still listens.
The thing is, like, he's like, he told me Alex is sick fuck. I was like, damn, you're just gonna.
He's just icing this boy like that? What the fuck? What did he say? He said, like, I'm gonna fuck some shit up. I'm gonna do something nasty.
He's like, Alex is a sick fuck.
Bro. Yeah, he's not a sick fuck at all. He's not anything. What? Yeah.
He does. Yo, I know your whole family, bro.
You really do.
Honestly, like, I could just call one phone call to your brother, he'd be like, wow, that nigga Dave, you know, respects my mom and shit. Like, I know your mom and dad, obviously.
Yeah, my dad's dead, though, but,
I mean, it's been, I know, like, you don't get along with your moms, though.
Yeah, exactly. But, like he, when he died 12 years ago, it's been a struggle in my entire family. He died 10 years ago.
Yo, hold on. Let me call you back. Brian's calling me.
Word. All right. Talk to Brian, dude. Peace.
Act 5.
Exactly. If you torture it, then that's horrible thing to do to animal. Even birds shouldn't get tortured. Okay, yeah, exactly. I agree with that. Thank God. Okay, so you're not thinking about the bird going head on into the wall and its neck breaking and it's like all shit bleeding and crying. It's dead. It would be dead. Yeah. No, I understand.
But I think that's painless. It is like painless. Very quick.
So much wrong with me.
You know.
That would be to assume, though, if the bird's life was worth living for it, if it had more pleasure than pain. I don't
know if life is worth living of a bird. It's a fucking bird.
But that depends on
life is worth living.
How, yeah, exactly. How little you would care. Do you think a dog has a right to have a life worth living? You like dogs?
I don't think anyone. Yeah, the dog.
So not even people.
Have more right than humans to life.
Why do you think that?
Because dogs are nothing but absolute goodness, and people are cynical and horrible.
Then what about the bird?
The bird is stupid.
Okay, so the retards get annihilated, and it doesn't really matter. Okay. I guess that's a really syrup-thing way of looking at it.
It's a fucking bird.
It's very Balkanian. They're all mafia. They're all mafia.
Like I said, slight sociopathic tendencies. Money because of money, even though it is literally poison. Where normal
money?
People would flush it. Didn't you say that you spent like $200 on it and you're not going to waste it?
No. Bro, I'm like you that I would spend $2,000 on it so that I could do it. So annoying. No, I was saying I would spend $2,000 or more because I care about it so much. Because the dope is more valuable than the money, obviously. Because you just
want to. Yeah, bro, that's an issue that you're saying, man.
I know, bro. You said it every day. I remember you too. Me, you, and David Kim on the phone all the time with all of our problems.
Did you put me on the phone with David Kim?
You talked to his dad a bit. It's a different story.
Oh, yeah, that was that one time. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Regardless. So,
yeah,
this is my suggestion. There's not a hard suggestion, bro. Continue being honest with me and your mother.
Terrible.
Okay.
so crazy, yo. I try and just give you one of my high delusions.
Bro, all I'm telling you to do is be honest with me and your mother.
Cool.
That's it.
That's no worries. I could definitely do that.
Okay.
I could most likely do that.
And if anything, I would say,
go to rehab.
Yeah, no, not at all. I'm going to say, don't do heroin for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've just been doing it, like,
yeah, I get it, bro. So all I'm asking is try to not do it for 2 weeks and see what happens. That's it. And continue to be honest with me and your mother.
Could I try that, after my busy season ends?
Sure, whenever you want, bro. It's up to
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that.
It's your life.
Yeah. No,
so
it's just a difficult time at the moment. Okay.
At this point.
Yeah. It's...
Thank you for being honest with me. I appreciate it. Thank you for the phone call.
Then I guess more honestly, trying to talk me out of the drugs part is just going to be either me lying or like me literally in the room.
No, bro,
continue
being honest with me. I'm not judging you about it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, try not to do it for 2 weeks. After your busy season. Other than that, yeah, you're good.
Wow. You care so much as a friend. That's awesome.
Yeah, of course.
You're like Andrew. Only Andrew's calling with him saying everyone has to dead me, so therefore he is.
No, I would never dead
you. Yeah, it was like a horrible Descartes phrase. He thinks he's like some type of life coach philosopher.
You're cool.
I have to. Word, it's starting to get interest, so you're not deading this convo. He's essentially... They dead you, therefore I am. It was like horrible, sick poetry, but it was all self-inflicted on my part. It was because I was posting on Snapchat, like, pictures of Googs from, like, 3 years ago that Samimi would send to, like, Claudia and shit. Just, like she would text...
And, like, you're sending us Vanderpump.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to, like, seem, like, cute to girls and, like, chill to guys, and I'm just seeming neither in any way.
What?
It's really terrible, actually.
Stop sending that and stop watching that show.
Oh, yo.
It's not healthy for you.
Everyone was giving me interventions, but you were the only one too doped up to even realize it was enough of an issue that the point of intervention for doing so.
Everyone, best point of intervention.
Everyone else knew, because they were sober. Completely sober. And they weren't on, like, 2 buns every 2 days. That's why everyone
it's
else...
So terrible.
I don't think any human in the world is capable of being on 10 buns, half 2 buns in 10 days, and then being able to like give an intervention to anyone. It's usually why addicts always do it together, and the second one breaks free, he can't chill with them.
There was one time that like I woke up one morning and Monza was like, "So what do you want to do about last
what?
Night?" And I was like,
"What do
you
mean? What do you
want
to do?"
And he was like, "We had an intervention for you." I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
What do you mean an intervention? One, how did they have that? And two, it's so useless because you would
Monza,
never remember.
It was Trichorus and somebody else.
Was it me? No, it would never
it
be.
It might have been you.
I don't think it was me because I never gave. No one ever asked me and I never gave.
Yo, bro, hold on. I have to call you back.
It was Charlie, dude.
I have to call you back.
It was Charlie. Sure, why not? Whatever.
Alright, peace, bro. Peace. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Act 6.
Corinne.
Huh?
Motherfucker Corinne. We got some Corinne.
Okay.
You know Corinne?
¿Cómo está?
¿Cómo está? Corinne. David, go to see Corinne. David, see Corinne. What do you mean?
What?
David went to see Corinne.
What is
that? Corinne. David Ronaldo.
David?
David.
Hello.
No. Later.
What?
Later.
Who?
Karen.
Who?
I'm sorry. No. It's just... It's a rush job.
What?
Vicky is telling lies all day.
Yes.
Why?
Uh-huh.
What happened? Me too.
What's up you?
I okay.
Right.
I come back from work today. Before I don't do much work. Not today. I was tired. It's the drugs, friend.
I know.
All these drugs, they make me tired. I don't even know what it is. heroin.
I don't know about it.
Heroin and crack.
Yeah.
Smoke, it's too much. I stopped. I stopped, though. I recovery. How you say get better?
Yeah.
What about you? Yeah, I can't even do it no more. I talked to Joseph. Joseph helped me get better. He's how you say therapy.
I got some shower, man.
I'm sorry, dude. You could go shower. Okay. Call you back later.
Okay, on the phone.
I'll text you with David then.
Bye.
All right. So, folks, what really happens when you begin living your life in such a way, such a defined and poorly guided, misguided for that matter, direction in this trajectory that we call space-time? What happens if that direction, as you so choose, turns out to be the complete wrong and utterly failure tract of a path that you are headed down? More so, what if the one thing that you thought you were meant to do ends up being exactly what your friends, family, and strangers end up hating you for? It's not so easy coming to terms with that. That's something that we all have to do on a daily basis. When you end up guiding your life around principles based on how much you lie to yourself, you don't always have to do that to make everything into a big deal or overexceed your bounds. But if your hubris has it, then fate will turn that you might find out after quite some time of doing it that you'll get exactly what it is you're looking for.